It was all captured on CCTV, the image of a figure in a dark hoodie entering a building in Drogheda in County Louth on Friday and pouring accelerant on the stairs before setting it on fire. The building was used to accommodate people seeking asylum in Ireland, and as the blaze went up, four children and an adult were trapped upstairs and had to be rescued. 23 others have since had to be relocated. Garda crime prevention officers are to be asked to carry out a security assessment at accommodation for asylum seekers in the wake of the attack. Let's speak now to Nick Henderson, the chief executive of the Irish Refugee Council, who's on the line. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
And this is an attack which it could have been far more serious. It could have ended with a loss of life. How concerned are you about what happened in Drogheda on Friday?
Yeah, we're extremely concerned and condemn in the strongest possible terms this horrific arson attack. The images and the CCTV footage speak for themselves. A person, as you say, pouring some sort of accelerant onto the stairs, setting them alight and walking away. We could be this morning talking about something, but for the quick action of the fire service, something so much more serious. Families, children, I think a 20-day-old baby being rescued as well. People trying to build new lives after coming to Ireland to seek safety and sanctuary. So it's a really horrifying attack. We're deeply concerned. But I suppose it's also worth mentioning that it's really important to mention that this doesn't represent Drogheda. There's really strong community work there going on, supporting people, and that's been going on for some years. But we're deeply concerned by what happened.
The Integration Minister, Colm Brophy, spoke on RTE's This Week programme yesterday about a duty of care to the people who live in these IPAS centres. And he said a review of security must be carried out. Do you agree with him, and how extensive should that review be?
We would certainly agree that it should happen, and you could arguably say it should have already happened. There's been 30 plus arson attacks against locations proposed to be accommodation centres. So there's already a track record of arson attacks. We think it should be extensive. There's more than 300 centres across the country, and a security review looking at the safety and situation of residents is essential. I think there's also going to have to be strong work in supporting residents. Just as an aside as well, we also think, and it's drifted from the headlines, that people living in accommodation centres should also be supported, but there continues to be a policy of international protection applicants not being given accommodation on arrival. And if it's unsafe for somebody behind bricks, it's certainly unsafe for somebody sleeping in a tent on the canal in Dublin. And that security review should include the situation of people seeking protection who are homeless. And that policy should end immediately of not giving accommodation to people. It's simply not safe.
But in relation, Nick, to the centres themselves, I mean, do you think then that the government needs to provide additional security at those centres in light of the attack on Friday?
Yeah, I would imagine it would be intelligence led by the Gardaí making a contribution as well as to where they see centres as being most at risk. I think security, there should be a general security audit or analysis, and trying to identify where the centres are that are most at risk. I think it would also have to be done in an appropriate and sensitive way. But it's quite clear that there's a pattern ongoing now for several years of arson attacks. This seems to be crossing a Rubicon of actually attacking people with where there are residents actually living. Okay. But certainly a security plan, a broad security plan is essential given this horrific attack.
Can I ask you about the public debate over the last number of days? Because we've seen very senior figures in government, led by the Taoiseach Simon Harris, criticise Ireland's asylum policy, saying that the numbers coming here seeking asylum are too high and that it is taking too long for those who don't have a right to be here to leave the country. Do you think that remarks like that perhaps validate hostility towards the people who are coming to Ireland seeking asylum in this country?
They certainly don't help. And we're only 2 weeks after City West. And I think there's a really significant responsibility on senior politicians to, at the very least, be careful in the language that they use. Mick Clifford has a strong op-ed in The Examiner about this just yesterday, selectively quoting recognition rates, undermining a very fragile system that they've overseen for years, floating ideas around deportation hubs, and so on. After City West.
When you say that politicians and public figures need to be more careful with their language, do you think that the language has not been careful in recent days, and I'm specifically referring to the comments of Tánaiste to Simon Harris, do you think that he was careless with his language last week?
Yeah, but definitely careless. It was only 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks after what happened at City West, both in terms of what happened in the Monday, in terms of the attack, but also then the very, very serious rioting. Politicians, and I don't think anybody, including ourselves at the Refugee Council, are against debate whatsoever, and we debate, engage with people all the time. But this is an incredibly fragile and sensitive period, and ministers should be careful with their language. And there's various instances, as I say, of them not being careful. Selectively quoting recognition rates, for example, the repeated statement that only 20% of refugees are successful, and it's more like 40%, as the UNHCR pointed out on Friday.
But the Tánaiste says then that there is a responsibility on politicians to speak up about the subject of immigration, not to walk off the pitch and leave it to extremes on either sides of the debate to have that discussion.
Yeah, of course. And as I say, there's nothing wrong with debate, but debate must be based on an accurate debate, using accurate figures and statistics, and also sensitive to the external dimension, which is extremely heated at the moment. There's nothing wrong with debate whatsoever, asking questions, but that must be well-founded in strong statistics and analysis, and that hasn't happened in the last 2 weeks.
Minister Colin Brophy also confirmed yesterday that the government is considering introducing a charging model for residents of IPAS centres who are working. That will be discussed by ministers at a cabinet subcommittee this evening. It will involve contributions of between €15 and €238 per week, depending on their earnings. What's your view of that?
Yeah, the government actually have this power. They've had it for more than 7 years. It's Regulation 5 of the Reception Condition Statutory Instrument. So it's not a new power. And I think from our experience, people who are working in good long-term employment are happy to contribute. But context is important here. There's a third of the population of IPAS is children. So children living in or near to poverty. People who are working, through our experience, are often falling in and out of employment. It tends not to be employment of a long duration. There's also no child benefit for people living in direct provision and IPAS accommodation. So people are living in very difficult circumstances. But as I say, if in long-term appropriate good employment and they fall above that threshold being stated, then I think people will be happy to contribute. Okay. But let's not forget as well that people are living, particularly children living near to or in poverty.
Nick, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Nick Henderson, the Chief Executive of the Irish Refugee Council. It's 23 minutes past 7.